The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said, I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already ablaze. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided. Three against two and two against three, they will be divided. Father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. At this time, if we have anyone that would like to join Lucas back at the creation station, you are free to go do so at this time. The gospel today begins with Jesus saying, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already ablaze. Now, this isn't typically the first words that come to mind when we think of Jesus' teachings and what Jesus stood for. They're not the gentle peace on earth lines that we like to recite at Christmas. This is Jesus speaking urgently, passionately. And he's not talking about a cozy kind of fire, the kind where you curl up by the fireplace with a warm blanket and hot cocoa. Jesus' fire is different. It's the fire of renewal, the fire of transformation, the fire that refuses to let the world remain as it is. This is a fire that leads to action. Mary Oliver, in her poem, What I Have Learned So Far, captures something of this same urgency. She writes, can one be passionate about the just, the ideal, the sublime, and the holy, and yet commit to no labor in its cause? I don't think so. The gospel of light is the crossroads of indolence or action. Be ignited or be gone. I couldn't help but notice several things about that particular phrase. The first one, the word crossroads. Our campus ministry bears that very name. And Mary Oliver's image, the crossroads, is a place of decision, indolence or action, apathy or engagement, cooling embers, or a flame fully alive. Be ignited or be gone. And isn't that what Jesus is saying here? How I wish it were already kindled. Kindled, ignited, ablaze. Almost the same words. Both speak to that first spark, the moment when the fire catches and begins to grow. At Crossroads Campus Ministry, we see students standing at that very place, at a crossroads in life, faith, and purpose, trying to find out who they are, what they're called to do, and who they're called to be in this world. Our work is to help empower and encourage them to live into their calling, to spark that connection, courage, and faith that moves them to action, to help them find their passion that sets their hearts ablaze. It can be a stressful time, and with the way the world is today, it can be even scarier, with everything costing a fortune, and with food insecurity on campus on the rise. Our hope is that Crossroads can be a place of refuge for our students, a place of comfort, warmth, and belonging. We do this in pastoral conversations about their concerns and fears, their joys and successes, their passions and future plans. In finding out the things they love and care about, and seeing their gifts and skills grow and flourish. We do this through Lunch for a Buck, where a hot meal becomes a table of belonging for anyone who walks in our doors. Local congregations in the Mankato area prepare a meal and serve it to anyone who walks through our doors for Lunch for a Buck. The meal is only $1 if they have it. If not, they're still more than welcome to eat. We also do this through Campus Cupboard, our food pantry, giving students facing food insecurity the tangible support they need so that they know that if they cannot afford groceries that week, they can at least find something to eat at Crossroads. Students are allowed to shop once a week, and they can take up to 30 pounds of groceries when they shop. Each week, we serve over 200 people, not only college students, but also community members. Anyone who walks through our doors in need of food is welcome to shop at our pantry. Each bag of groceries, each face that leaves with relief instead of worry, is a reminder that love is action. Mary Oliver captures this tension when she asks, "Can one be passionate about the just, the ideal, the sublime, and the holy, and yet commit to no labor in its cause?" She says no, and Jesus would say no as well. Passion without action is like a fire that never gets kindled. It may be warm in the imagination, but it never changes the world. And this is where yet another voice joins this conversation, a voice you might not expect to hear in a sermon. That is the voice of Alanis Morissette. As a millennial, I've been a fan of Alanis Morissette for a while. Her album Jagged Little Pill was a staple for me and for most 90s kids. A few years ago, she came out with a new album called Such Pretty Forks in the Road. And she has a song on that album called Ablaze that she wrote for her children. And in it, she repeats this simple, tender line. "My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze." Now, she's singing this song as a mother to her kids. And after my husband and I adopted our two children, that song was a frequent one that I would play and sing along to while rocking them to sleep. But when I hear those words, I often imagine them from the perspective of God, the parent, speaking to us, God's children. "My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze." Isn't that what Jesus is doing here? Tending to the flame that he wants his disciples to carry into the world? Isn't that what the Holy Spirit does, especially in the Pentecost story, where each disciple is described as having a flame appear above their heads? Isn't that what God does when God appears to Moses in a burning bush? In these stories, the image of fire is used to make a crucial point. God does not want us to move through life with dull eyes and weary spirits, barely glowing embers. God's mission is to tend our flame through worship, through community, through acts of mercy and justice, until the light in our eyes reflects the fire of God's love. God's mission is to keep the light in our eyes ablaze. Our mission is to carry that fire into the world. But here's the thing about fire. It's not meant to stay contained in one little spot. Fire spreads. Now, sometimes that's a bad thing, as we saw earlier this year with the wildfires in California and now in Canada. A disastrous fire destroyed the building of our ministry partners at the Lutheran Campus Center in Winona last year, and we continue to pray for them as they rebuild. Fire is a powerful thing. It can be dangerous, but it can also be transformative, illuminating, and holy. If God's mission is to keep the light in our eyes ablaze, then our mission is to carry that fire into the world, into our relationships so that they reflect grace, truth, and warmth, into our communities so injustice is burned away and hope can grow, onto our campuses so students know that their worth is not in their GPA or resume, but in being beloved children of God. The present time we live in, on campus, in our city, in our nation, already feels ablaze with division, inequity, and uncertainty. And we have people in leadership positions stoking those flames. But Jesus calls us to tend a different kind of fire, one that burns away injustice, one that warms the lonely and the lost, one that shines light into the shadows. This is the work of Crossroads, and it's also the calling of every follower of Jesus. So the opportunity is before us, in the words of the poet, the singer, and our Savior. Be ignited or be gone. My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze, and how I wish it were already kindled. God's mission is to keep the light in our eyes ablaze. Our mission is to empower one another to carry that fire into the world. We carry it when we stand with the hungry and offer food instead of judgment. We carry it when we speak up against racism, sexism, homophobia, and transphobia, or any injustice that diminishes God's children. We carry it when we forgive instead of retaliate, when we choose compassion over indifference, when we live generously instead of clinging tightly. We carry it when we teach our children to love their neighbor, when we walk alongside the grieving, and when we dare to hope in a cynical world. May the fire of Christ's love catch in our hearts, not as a momentary spark, but as a steady flame for justice, mercy, and truth. May it guide us at every crossroads, so that our passion becomes action and our faith changes lives. And may we walk from here today with eyes that blaze, not with fear or anger, but with the fierce, holy love of God. Amen.